ABC Radio Australia.
It's nearly 3 weeks since Toa Samoa fell at the last hurdle at the Rugby League World Cup, going down 30-10 to Australia in the final. But that defeat did nothing to dampen the spirits of the Samoan fans, who were happy to celebrate their team's achievement in becoming the first side from the Pacific to make it to the deciding match. And those celebrations haven't stopped yet, because it will be party time in Brisbane tomorrow when the Toa Samoa players will be given a grand homecoming parade. We're joined now by the organiser of the event, Chris Brown from the Blue Army. Chris, good morning. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. And from what I've been seeing, what I've been reading, particularly your social media posts, I mean, this is going to be a big, big event, isn't it? I mean, can you give me an idea of the scale of it?
Oh, huge. It'll probably be the biggest one that Australia or New Zealand or the world has seen. so it's projected to look that way. So we've spent a lot of time and sleepless nights trying to get everything prepared. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, besides all the stress and all the anxiety that I've gotten. But yeah, it's looking huge.
So what do you have planned exactly? I mean, how will the day play out tomorrow?
So we've got a couple of players or more than a couple of players that we've organised to come up from Sydney, and some Brizzy based players. And then we'll start the parade at 11 a.m. We've got a few performances, showcase the players, and it's just an opportunity for the people to meet their heroes. We've got some acts. We've even flown acts from New Zealand just to entertain the people and just to, at the end of the day, just to provide a safe space for everyone to celebrate. So, a bit of this, a bit of that.
So it's going to be an all-day event by the sound of it. I'm guessing you know when it's going to start, but maybe you're not too sure about when it will end.
Yeah, just like with any Samoan event, it'll probably start late and finish late. So, yeah, we're due to finish around 5 p.m., but who knows?
Now, again, I mean, looking at the build-up to this through your social media posts, there's been a big drive, I know, for volunteers. I mean, you're calling on fans to serve their community tomorrow. You're looking for security people to look after car parks, crowd control, first aid, people to clean up afterwards. And basically, you know, the response, I imagine, has been pretty big, hasn't it? Also, not least because there is a reward. Yeah. You'll get to keep your Rugby League Samoa Queensland high-vis vest. That's a prize worth having, isn't it?
Nah, definitely is. It's been the response has been amazing. There was a link that went up yesterday for registration for volunteers, and people even before that have been putting up their hands to even donate their hard-earned money to make this event happen. I mean, it's a free event for everyone to attend, but it costs us to put these things on. So everybody's been amazing, wanting to chip in, and it's just proud Samoans, you know, wanting to put up their hand and volunteer. So we've received nearly over, you know, close to 100 applications for volunteers, but it's just going through that process of making sure we get the right personnel in the right areas.
Now, tell me about flags, because the Samoan flags have been hard to come by for several weeks now, and I know that more flags were being made for this event tomorrow, but I gather they've sold out as well, am I right?
Yeah, they probably have, yeah. So we've had a lot of people who have ordered in flags, so just normal Samoans, they've ordered in their own flags, and, you know, those flags, I just see people post up, hey, flags available, and then they're all sold out before Saturday. So, and then the England game, even after the Tonga game and England game, flags were hard to come by, especially here in Brisbane. So, and Sydney, we saw it in Sydney, Melbourne, even in New Zealand, people were struggling to find flags. So I assume, especially in Brisbane, that's the same case this week. We've got a lot of people trying to look for flags.
Well, I know where there's one because I followed a car on the road into Melbourne the other day with a big Samoan flag on the back. So, yeah, yeah, as you say, yep. it's all happening Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. But what's particularly interesting is that Rugby League Samoa have now confirmed that the team will be going home to Samoa for a celebration a couple of days after Christmas. I mean, that's going to be a fantastic occasion, isn't it, for the people on the islands there? And, do you think there will be people from the diaspora that will try and get over to Samoa for that celebration too and share with their family over there?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's the people deserve it. I think the boys deserve it as well. And I've always said that the people of Samoa deserve it. Rugby league is still a growing game back home. So it'll be vital for the game of rugby league back in Samoa for them to welcome their heroes. I mean, you know, it was amazing for the guys who came before them, but now this team has made some noise in the World Cup. So it'll be a huge party. They'll probably call a public holiday, make it official. And yeah, there's definitely already talks. I mean, I'm close with some of the major sponsors, Pacific Cast, Q Legal there for Rugby League Samoa. So it's definitely a planned trip that I want to have, and other people are talking about it. But you know that the boys and their families and their villages will be there to celebrate them. And I hope the government of Samoa really roll out the red carpet for the boys because they deserve it. They're heroes to a lot of people.
One last question, sport and politics, this one. Do you think that Samoa should remain as a Tier 2 nation, or do you think they've done enough, regardless of the complications surrounding who plays Origin and who doesn't, that they should be promoted to Tier 1?
It's a headache. At the end of I don't know what Tier 1 offers, whether that's more money, but I think Tier 2 at the moment, I like the way it is. I mean, for me personally, I think without those boys of Samoan or Tongan or Polynesian descent, takes a bit of flavour out of Origin, and that's no offence to, you know, the born Aussies, but it would take that, you know, imagine Origin without a To'o or Loa, you know, the characters of the game. You got Bolo as well, and then Papali for Queensland. But at the end of the day, you know, I'll be proud to see the boys choose, if they go to Tier 1, to choose Samoa, and they'll be giving up a hefty paycheck. But, you know, regardless, you know, Tier 1, Tier 2, there's talks of changes in the rules, but I think Tier 2 is good for us for now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a remarkable year, and making that final, that's a huge step forward, just not for Samoa, yeah, but for Rugby League around the Pacific. Yeah. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to you guys. You've supported them all the way through, and it's been a bit of a bumpy ride for Samoa and Rugby League over the last few years. But I hope it goes extremely well for you tomorrow, Chris, and I hope everybody turns out in great numbers and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, lads. Thank you.
No worries.
Thanks,
Chris,
for having me.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Pacific Beat this morning. That's Chris Brown from the Blue Army, who's organising that welcome home parade for Toa Samoa in Brisbane tomorrow. Most, if not all, of the players will be there. Quite a lot of them do have Queensland connections, and that event will go on for most of the day, I would imagine. Something to look forward to if you're a Rugby League fan of Samoa or not in Brisbane tomorrow. If you're not, within striking distance, head down. You could have a really good day.